This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
You're listening to Sports Bettors Paradise on the BetRivers Network.
All right, Jimmy out here on Sports Bettors Paradise with my homeboy, Brandon Stokely, two-time Super Bowl champion. It's been a little bit, Brandon. How you been up in Denver, brother?
Doing great, man. Doing really, really good over here in Denver. Looking forward to this draft. Looking forward to NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs. A lot going on right now in the sports world.
We'll talk a lot of football today and some draft, especially because, you know, we just have a little over a week with that shelf life. But, you know, we recap last week. We struck out on all of our Masters picks minus one. We had to put one in there, a saver, on a parlay. Scheffler plus 450 with the Denver Nuggets winning the NBA championship. Plays plus 2210. What's the pulse, man, in your town about the repeat efforts of the Nuggets?
Well, I mean, their starting five is as good as anyone, and they got the best player in the world in Jokic.
Yeah.
They're finally healthy. You know, one or two guys seem like they've been banged up for the last few months. Fully healthy basketball team right now heading into the playoffs. You know, they had a bad loss last week against the Spurs. They lost the number one seed. They're at the number two seed right now in the West. So I feel really good about that basketball team. They're a veteran team. They're a team that's already been through it before last year and able to get it done. The question is their bench and what that looks like in the playoffs.
Well, you know, with all the load management, I mean, this is what your goal is, to get into postseason with a strong seed and to, you know, be completely healthy, which they are. And which they have not been always entering the postseason. So, yeah, I love the big guy. We're gonna cash that ticket as well on him winning the MVP this year after they gave it to Embiid. But he certainly proved who the best player in the world was in the postseason last year. Let's get to some of this draft information here and give you some picks a little bit later. But let's talk about. Let's talk about what the heck's going on in the offseason in your hometown, and that is the Denver Broncos and Sean Payton. And, you know, down the deep south, we're trying to figure out, okay, which is more? Is it Breeze or is it Payton? And, you know, we were kind of wondering, and Payton only lasted 1 year without Breeze, but trying to find another Drew Breeze is going to be very difficult. I mean, he's just that good, and especially his accuracy, his IQ, his work ethic, the whole shebang. But what is going on with them paying so much money to Russell Wilson that obviously do they have to move up to get a quarterback? I mean, the whole situation currently at 12 with the Denver Broncos, but you know Sean Payton wants to go get a quarterback after letting Wilson go.
Absolutely. I mean, that just lets you know how bad it was last year between Sean Payton and Russell Wilson. You're going to eat, $50-something million this year in cap space, and then next year's $30-something million. So that's a lot for a quarterback that's not on your roster. That doesn't make things ideal when you're heading into free agency trying to pick up some guys. And then also in the draft, right? I mean, they got to find their quarterback. And so what are they going to do? I think, look, whatever it takes for Sean Payton to find his quarterback, that's what he's going to do. Whether it be move up, you know, if he loves a guy, obviously. If he doesn't, you'll love one of those top guys. When you get after probably the third pick is when things will start heating up there. Then it's just going to be sit and wait and be patient. But I do believe that they'll get a quarterback in the first round because, look, I mean, Sean Payton is used to good offensive football. Last year was terrible. He's not going to just sit on his hands and just, you know, roll out a couple veteran quarterbacks. He's going to be aggressive here.
Yeah, and a guy you're paying that much money to, correct me if I'm wrong, but sort of after the early season disasters, including the route in Miami, I mean, he said, all right, look, we're going to try and you're going to be a game manager. We're going to not turn the ball over. We're going to try and see if the other team can beat themselves. And it led to a little bit of a winning streak, but that's not what he wants to do.
No, absolutely not. You don't want to play football like that, especially Sean Payton. When you've been with Drew Brees so long and you're used to a certain standard, You know, you're not going to settle for that type of offensive football. So, you know, they went on a nice run there. But if you watch game in and game out, you realize that, you know, that wasn't sustainable. The recipe, the style of football that they were playing. You know, they beat the Chiefs and they beat the Bills, and that was nice, but it just wasn't sustainable. Sean Payton knows that, and rather than just wait and pretend like it might get better, just rip the Band-Aid off, start over. So I love how they're going about this. You know, they're not pretending like it was good enough. So it's not going to be easy, though.
Well, one thing about Sean Payton when it comes to the draft, it's kind of like his challenges or his play calling. He's impulsive, and sometimes he will overreact. The one thing is the track record, when we look at the form, is he's never traded down. He only trades up. Once he identifies his guy, man, he goes and gets him, and it's going to be interesting if he does that in the first round moving up, because there's certainly some teams that would likely move down, and which leads me to my next conversation, because, I mean, the Chargers, not only do they have their quarterback, but now they have their coach, and who has more job security, you know, besides Andy Reid, and that's Jim Harbaugh. I mean, this owner is too cheap enough to even buy out the last year of Brandon Staley's contract. So Jim Harbaugh is going comfortable, and that's an unusual spot in the NFL where you can be patient and be smart about it. He's done it before, but every step of the way he's been, including midstream at Michigan, he's going back to line of scrimmage football. I've got to believe he's going to take an offensive lineman. I'm really looking at that spot. If they hold, you know, he probably will move down as well. Your thoughts on them at number five?
Yeah, I mean, they got a real coach, right? A coach that's been through it. That guy's been a winner, you know, ever since he played. And then throughout his coaching career, that's all he does is win. So, you know, they highlighted the guy that they wanted to get in there. You know, they already wasted, what, 3-4 years of Justin Herbert's prime there. And when they had him under, you know, a nice manageable salary. And so, you know, they needed to find a coach that could get the most out of him. And I think that's going to be Harbaugh. And I think you're all over it there. You got to protect him. You got to give him a little bit of a running game, which you know that he's all about. So it's going to be interesting to see. I do agree with you. I think they end up moving back a little bit, picking up a few more picks there along the way, whether it's, you know, Minnesota, Broncos, Raiders. The problem there, Broncos, Raiders are both in their division. So I'm sure they'd rather trade with a team outside the division like Minnesota.
No doubt Minnesota needs a quarterback as well. You talked about the Raiders as well. Their odds to take an offensive lineman plus 150, a cornerback plus 175, a quarterback plus 350. They need a quarterback. I mean, the kid from Purdue is, he's a backup. He's all right, but he's not a franchise quarterback.
Right. They brought in Minshew, I believe, this offseason also.
Kind of the ultimate Band-Aid, yeah.
Yeah. So, but you need a young quarterback. And so I believe that if they pinpoint their guy and they're able to get their guy there in the first round, whether it be moving up or staying right where they are, if that guy's there, I think they take a quarterback in a heartbeat there. I don't think they hesitate to take a quarterback, knowing that, you know, Aiden O'Connell, he played solid last year for being what he is, but I don't think anybody believes he's a long-term answer. Minshew also. So if that quarterback's there for him, I do believe that they'll be very aggressive to get that young quarterback.
The Jets at 10, favored to take an offensive lineman plus 150 right now. Bet Rivers tight end plus $2, wide receiver plus 250. So that's all supporting their recent acquisition in Aaron Rodgers. But all of the offseason moves by the New York Jets, you buying in on the Jets?
No, I can't. Not after last year. I thought it was going to be, you know, they got me last year, Jimmy. They got me. But, like, how can we fairly evaluate them when Aaron Rodgers goes down, you know, the first series of the year? That's hard to do. So you got to give them a little bit of a pass there. But it just seemed like there was a lot of dysfunction from the coaching staff and to the players. There was something that was just way off there. And that happens when, you're frustrated and you're losing. So I'm going to have to play the wait-and-see game here with the Jets this year.
And Brandon, all of the offseason moves, we haven't met up in a while, but what struck you as maybe pivotal move, you know, an impactful move on the season come this fall?
For
the NFL, I mean, whoever. I mean, the Jets, I mean, the Bears, you know, sending Fields to Pittsburgh, taking two experienced quarterbacks in Wilson and Fields, you know.
Yeah, no, I like the moves that the Steelers made there. You know, getting Russell Wilson on a contract that's paying him $1 million, and then trading for Fields. So you got good competition there with one veteran quarterback and then one younger quarterback that's very, very mobile. So it gives them a couple options there. And it seems like Mike Tomlin, what he wins, you know, at least 9 games every single year, no matter what his situation is. Never had a losing season. So, but I do also like what the Bears have done. You know, they're trying to gather some assets, obviously, and help the transition of that young quarterback, Caleb Williams, who they're going to draft with the number one overall pick. We'll see what they do with their later pick. I believe also you're probably going to see another, if they got a chance to get another wide receiver, I think that they, you know, do that also. So you got to help that young quarterback out, and you see them doing that.
Good to visit with you, my man. Appreciate it. We'll do this in the near future. For Brandon Stokely, I'm Jimmy Ott here at the Sports Bettors Paradise on the Bet Rivers Network. All right, always fun to catch up with my man Brandon Stokely. Let's get into some of my NFL draft picks. And keep in mind that these things are so fluid, information and line movements that are going on. And, man, since I put these together last night, they've already moved. We know Caleb Williams at minus 10,000 is going to be the number one pick. And Jaden Daniels basically is moving in the direction of solidifying that pick at number two with the Washington Commanders. Was minus 180, minus $2 last night. This morning, minus 235. Now, with Bet Rivers, you can't parlay two of the NFL props, but you could parlay with an individual game. And I'll get to that a little bit later. So that is one of them at Daniels to go number two at minus 235. Another one is for the Saints to take an offensive lineman at minus 225 at 14. They always draft for need, and they definitely need there. They need a safety, and they're not going to take a safety in the first round. No doubt about that. So if you want to parlay it with the Saints of minus 225, and then game one of the Minnesota Sun series. Suns have owned Minnesota. They whooped them on the last day of the regular season on Sunday. But a little recency bias might get a fair price here. Minnesota minus 2, Saints taking offensive lineman minus 225. That parlay pays plus 177. I've got a feeling that the Los Angeles Chargers will move down from the 5th pick. But, I mean, one thing about Jim Harbaugh, he is a line of scrimmage coach. He's got his quarterback. You know, so offensive line or wide receiver, he's Stanford, Michigan, San Francisco. It's the line of scrimmage first. He's going to take an offensive lineman. The 5th pick for Los Angeles to be an offensive lineman is plus 425. So the 5th pick to go, and Joe Alt at plus 425 is a nice one. Now, if they trade out of it, all bets are off on the 5th pick. But currently the 5th pick with Joe Alt plus 425 is one that I like. Here's one that's interesting, and it's very, very tight on who you talk to as far as Harrison and Malik Nabers. Both are very comparable. Harrison got more size. Malik Nabers, more explosion. That 42 vertical on the LSU Pro Day really sticks out. And you get conflicting reports on who likes who better. But there's no comparison in the value of the picks. Harrison, you know, Arizona's probably going to take a wide receiver. Who will they take? Will they take Harrison or Nabers? Harrison, you're laying all kinds of money, but Malik Nabers to be the 4th pick is plus 1,200. So the first, that is an outstanding, that is got a great shot. To be the first non-quarterback ticket, he's plus 400, but that 4th pick will take a swing if Arizona stays there and take Malik Nabers at plus 1,200. So those are some of the picks that we got going on. Thing is, Bet, you usually, as you watch your boards, watch your odds, consistently move, the trends are your friend when it comes to it. Usually, I'm looking at the trend, looking at the public movement, and like, I'm going to take the value. With the draft, this is why the books hate it so much, is because this is the toughest thing for them to book, because information is king. The NFL draft, I'm Sports Bettors Paradise. I'm Jimmy Ott.